الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Please repeat after me. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. How would you like it if on the day of judgment, when you're presented in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, the creator of the heavens and the earth, in front of billions of people, the entire creation of Allah Azza wa Jal says to you that I am pleased with you? SubhanAllah, what a great privilege and what a great honor that would be. Listen to this hadith mubarakah and find out the way of achieving that. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is reported to have said that whoever likes this, that Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with him when he is presented in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, should recite Durood Pak upon me in abundance. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we're fast approaching the beautiful and blessed month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. Only days to go. But what is the essence of Ramadan? Why are we so excited about this month? Why has Allah Azza wa Jal ordained this month? What is the real essence of it? Well, to find the answer to that, we have to delve into the treasure. And that treasure is called the glorious Quran. And in Surah Baqarah Sharif, verse 183, Allah Azza wa Jal says, O believers, fasting has been made obligatory upon you, as was made obligatory upon those before you, so that you may become pious. Allahu Akbar. So you attain taqwa, this sincerity in your heart. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. You know, this piousness. But the question is this, how do we attain this piousness? Is it going to come automatically during Ramadan? We fast during the day and suddenly you feel more pious. You pray your tarawehs at night and suddenly you come home and this piety suddenly grows in you. Or do we have to work for it? Do we have to give up things? Do we have to adopt new ways? Hazrat Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says that there are two parts to deen. Doing good deeds and giving up sins. Now doing good deeds is quite significantly easier than giving up your sins. Now, you see in Ramadan, you see in the nights leading up to Ramadan, that people come to the masajid, they read their nawafil and everything else. So doing good deeds, you can force yourself to do it. And you can control what you do, and you can increase your good deeds. But the real test is giving up sins. Once a man came to Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah alayhi, and he said, I want a cure for committing sins. Now, Hazrat Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says that there are two parts to deen. One is doing good deeds, which we all manage to do to some extent. But the real test is giving up sins. So this man who comes to the court of Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah alayhi asks a very important question. Ya Shaykh, Ya Sayyidi, I commit many sins. Please give me a cure for this. So the great Shaykh says, he says, next time you have the intention to commit sin, stop eating the sustenance of Allah Azza wa Jal. The man replies, how can I do that? How can I give up the sustenance of Allah Azza wa Jal, the rizq of Allah Azza wa Jal? What will I eat? There's nothing left. Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam then says, that if you can't give up the sustenance of Allah Azza wa Jal, stop disobeying him. He then says, the next time you have the firm intention to commit a sin, get out of the land of Allah Azza wa Jal. Again, the man proclaims, the north, south, east, west, everything belongs to Allah. Where can I go? How can I get out of the land of Allah Azza wa Jal? Do not disobey the one whose land you live upon. Moving to his third advice, the great Shaykh said, next time you make the intention to commit a sin, hide somewhere where Allah Azza wa Jal cannot see you. Again, the man replied, Ya Sayyidi, what sort of advice is this? How can I hide from Allah? I can hide from the people. And we all do. We sit in our rooms, on our tablets, on our phones, looking at the wrong thing. We think we're hiding from the people, but we can't hide from Allah. So he said, look, I can't hide from Allah. Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullahi calmly, coolly, and collectively said, if you cannot hide from Allah, then think how bad is it to disobey him while he is watching you. Allahu Akbar. He then moves on, he says, when the angel of death comes to seize your soul, tell him you're not ready, you want to repent. Again, the man exclaims, who am I and what power do I have? When he comes, I'm not going to be able to say anything. The great Shaykh says, if you cannot stop him and start to prepare, repent now and change your ways. He then says, when you go to the grave and the angels of the grave enter your grave and they ask you questions, refuse to answer them. Again, the man says, Ya Shaykh, how can I do that? What power do I have? I'll have to answer them. He says, if you have to answer them, then start preparing the answers that you're going to give. Finally, the great Shaykh says, when you're ordered to go to the hellfire on the day of judgment, refuse to go. And again, the man says, who's going to listen to me on that terrifying day? I can't decide where or how I go. I'll be dragged, kicking and screaming and thrown into the fire of hell. Then the great Shaykh sums up. And he says, if you cannot give up the sustenance that Allah Azza wa Jalla provides you, you cannot get out of His land, you cannot hide yourself from Him, you cannot ask the angel of death to give you time to repent, you cannot turn away the angels of the grave, and you cannot refuse to go to the fire of hell, then there is only one solution to this. Protect yourself from all these troubles by giving up your sins. This advice was so heart-touching that the man's life changed. My dear Islamic brothers, viewers of Madni Channel, the month of Sha'ban is a month of training. The month of Ramadan is a month of blessings. But it's a blessing for those who increase their piety. This month was there to make you more humble in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, to connect you to your Creator, to make you feel that energy, that spirituality, that taqwa, to make you more careful and cautious in your affairs. And yet, the month of Ramadan comes and passes and we don't change one iota. Over time, by committing sins, the Hadith Mubarakah says, the black spots are marked on the heart of a person. And gradually, because of more sins and sins and sins, the heart becomes black. And then any advice that is poured into this heart just disappears and has no effect. This month of Ramadan is there for us to cleanse our hearts. How beautiful would it be if we readied ourselves in the last moments, last days of Sha'ban, by clearing our mind, clearing our hearts of these black spots and repenting in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Indeed, if a heart became rusty and dark and black, how do you clean it? It is through the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. And what is true remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal? It's not simply about holding a tasbih in your hand and you saying, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. No doubt that has great rewards. But it's allowing your heart to say that. It's allowing your heart to dictate when the matters of dunya come to you. When the sins are there, when you turn away from them, when the evil is there to look at, when the wrong is there to hear, and you can say the wrong thing at that moment, fearing Allah Azza wa Jal is true piety. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. In the Madni environment of Dawat Islami, it's that connection which is built. And in the month of Ramadan, what we all need to work towards, we need to aspire to, we need to try and achieve, is that greater connection in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. The more harder you try to become pious, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, the more you will be blessed and be stronger. And the way that you attain piety is by obeying the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. The more you obey the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal, the more pious you become. The more you avoid sins, the more pious you become. And when you combine these two, subhanAllah, in the month of Ramadan, you feel the spirituality, you feel the enlightenment, and you're getting a lot from the fast. A lot of people just get hunger and thirst, but when you look at this in this way, that you're there to achieve piety, then Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, you achieve a great more. Hazrat Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi advises us that to avoid even oversleeping because our time would be wasted is important. Now Ramadan, every moment is precious. You want to spend it in that connection with Allah Azza wa Jal. And I'll give you a glimpse of that connection that you have. When you sit down to do wudu on a hot day in the month of Ramadan, your throat is dry, nobody's in the room, and you've got cold water in front of you. You don't allow a single sip of water to go down your throat. Why? Because you are conscious that Allah Azza wa Jalla is watching, and you are conscious that Allah Azza wa Jalla has made it obligatory upon you to fast, and you are conscious that you are fasting for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Now, increasing your piety is taking that moment and spreading it throughout your life. So not just when you're doing wuzu and water is about to go down your throat, but taking that moment and applying it to every moment of your life. And if you start to do that, you become more pious as the days and moments go by. And the walis of Allah Azza wa Jal have taken those moments and spent them very carefully and increased them gradually and come to the state where most of the moments of their lives are spent in the fear, awe and love of Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is the essence of Ramadan. What we have to do to achieve this is we have to perform self-accountability. Now, what is this? What we live in the society we live in, we have this concept where everybody else does it, so I do it. It doesn't matter if I do something wrong. So what? Why take yourself to task over it? That is a shaitani concept. What Islam teaches us is self-accountability. If you've done a wrong, question yourself. You know, take yourself to task over it. Why did I shout at that person? Why did I do this wrong? Why did this mistake happen for me? Why did I commit that sin? Why did I look at the wrong thing? What if Allah Azza wa Jalla takes away my sight? What if Allah Azza wa Jalla causes me to become disabled? What if Allah Azza wa Jalla takes his bounties away from me? How dare I disobey my Creator? How do I commit sins when my Lord is watching me? He's given me all these blessings. These are all good thoughts that increase your piety and take you towards repentance in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. What the shaitan does is he doesn't want you to go down this road, so he stops. He says, so other people are doing it. Don't worry yourself. Don't overburden yourself. Don't stress over it. But stressing over it shows that you are a true believer. You're worried that you're going to be held accountable in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is why it's important to look at yourself and perform accountability. The Nek Amal, Madni Namad Khad as it was called, that gives you a list of things, some that you need to do, some that you need to avoid. But in the month of Shaban and Ramadan, learn to tick the boxes of that. You can download the app, go through it, Nek Amal it's called, and every night perform self-accountability. Sometimes we start to think because of the whispers of the shaitan that we're pious, but when you start to analyze what you really are and what you're really doing, suddenly it dawns upon you that I'm not as good as I thought I was, and the shaitan had deceived me. And it's good to not realize that while you're still alive, rather than when it's too late. In a beautiful hadith in Mubarakah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, value five things before five: youth before old age, health before illness, wealth before deprivation, leisure before business, and life before death. If you're young, you might not see this Ramadan again. Make the most of this month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. Then, if you're healthy, then go out of your way, pray your tarawis, pray your extra nafil, help people, value this health. If you have money, give in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. You don't know what the future holds. Maybe the next year, the year after, you may not have that money. Then, if you have time, spend it in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. And if you value these things, then you will have valued life before death. It is very important that we realize what this month of Ramadan is. My Islamic brothers, this is the month of patience. This is the month of forgiveness. This is the month of sympathy. This is the month of increased sustenance. Now, a lot of us, we lose our piety, our taqwa, our humbleness because of stress, fasting, or because of impatience. Anger is the weapon of the shaitan. Hazrat Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi says, treating anger, and in this context, working hard and forbearing and preserving, is obligatory. So if you are one of those people who gets angry very quickly, it's actually farz upon you to try and treat and cure your anger. Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullahi says, oh man, you jump a lot in anger. What if this jump launches you into the fire of hell? How many mistakes do we make when we're angry? Now in this month of Ramadan, make it the intention that I'm not going to get angry. I'm going to be patient with everybody. Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Yarhan alayhi rahmatul rahman says, anger is that instinct of oneself that compels him to avenge another person or drive him away. And it creates lots of things. See, why our pious predecessors disliked anger was because it creates envy, it creates backbiting, it creates tale-telling, it creates lying, insulting, disrespecting, arrogance, violence, mocking, losing compassion, selfishness, you get angry at other people's happiness. All of these things are created by anger. So in Ramadan al-Mubarak, we need to avoid this. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu anhu says that I requested Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me a deed that will take me to Jannah. And the beloved and blessed final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, avoid getting angry and Jannah is for you. Subhanallah, subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers, in this month of Ramadan Mubarak, we need to think about our actions. There will be people who are stressed, there will be people who are angry, there will be people who say the wrong thing, but we don't need to react. Hazrat Imam Ghazali states, a person talked bad about Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He bowed his head and said, do you want me to become angry so that the shaitan will entangle me in my arrogance of my power and I may exercise injustice on you so that on the day of judgment you can seek your recompense? That won't happen. And he remained silent. Allahu Akbar. A person swore at Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he replied, if on the day of judgment my scales of sinful deeds are heavier than my good deeds, then I am worse than what you've called me. But if it is lighter, then I do not care what you've just said. Subhanallah. In a similar way, a person swore, as had this in Sha'abi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he rahmatullahi replied, if you have stated the truth, may Allah azza wa jal forgive me. And if you have lied, may Allah azza wa jal forgive you. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu's answer was the best. He said, a person swore at him, and he replied, I have other faults like this, which Allah Azza wa Jal has concealed from you. My dear Islamic brothers, look at the beautiful way that our pious predecessors dealt with difficult situations. Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said, oh Allah, the Exalted, who is the most dignified one before you? And Allah Azza wa Jal replied, the one who forgives despite having the ability to take revenge. Today it's all about revenge, but forgiving for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal is important. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, Ramzan is a very special month. It is a month of patience. It is a month of increasing your piety. That is what we want to walk away with. We want to become more pious. How do we achieve that? You need to build a structure for yourself, a plan for yourself of how you're going to achieve that. This could be or will be one of the greatest achievements of your life. If you could start Ramzan on your normal level, but finish Ramzan on a high spiritual level, and then inshallah, by the blessings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, maintain that high standard, your life will be a bliss. How do you achieve that? make a plan. I will read so much of the glorious Quran every day. I will read the translation so that I understand it, and I will contemplate and think about the translation. I will read the tafsir, the commentary of the glorious Quran. I will try and understand, see what my Creator is saying to me. Then I will do zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. I will supplicate in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal humbly. I will make dua every single opportunity I get. I won't wait to go to the masajid. Every namaz I'm going to make dua humbly. I'm going to cry in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then when I leave, I've got to go to work, I'm going to make sure that I protect my eyes from the wrong thing. In the whole of Ramadan, I don't want to look at anything bad. In the whole of Ramadan, I'm going to throw away social media. In the whole of Ramadan, my eyes are going to be on the Kaaba, on the Medina Park, on the Gumbad Khazra Sharif, on the Quran, on the face of my parents, or on Madni channel. That's it. In the whole of Ramadan, no profanity is going to go into my ears. I don't want to hear any lying, backbiting, mocking, anything else. I don't want to hear any music. I don't want to hear anything else. The only thing that's going to go into my ears is recitation of the glorious Quran, Naat-e Pak of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the beautiful words of my parents, and the good, the Quran in Taraweeh, subhanallah. Then this piece of flesh, which is one of the most powerful pieces of meat and the body, this I'm going to protect. I'm going to protect so that I can gain the spirituality that Ramadan has. By protecting this tongue and keeping it moist in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, you could achieve great heights and great feats of spirituality. And often it's because of misuse of this tongue that we lose our spirituality. It's because of the misuse of the eyes that we lose our spirituality. It's because of making wrong calls and listening to the wrong thing that we lose our spirituality. And then it comes to the hands. Why I want to use these hands? To text non-mahram women, to put messages on which have no good in them. Why would I want to use these hands to send these messages? I'm going to be held accountable from why in Ramzan al-Mubarak? No. Why should I use my feet to go to the wrong place in Ramzan al-Mubarak? And this is how you start to improve yourself. You make sure that you read the Quran every day. You make sure that you look at your body and make sure that it's not misused. Then you also need to concentrate in namaz. For those of you who pray five times a day, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, that is brilliant. For those who don't, Allahu Akbar, you have lost everything. Because one salah, if somebody misses one salah, prays four, say for example, but misses one, he's still cast as a Baynamazi, the one who does not pray. Protect your salah. But for those who do pray, and Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, in Ramzan Mubarak, we all pray. Don't let it be a burden. Don't let it be an exercise. Don't let it be just something you have to do, an obligation you have to fulfill. No, this is your mi'raj. You know, this is your meeting with Allah Azza wa Jal. This namaz is the greatest, greatest pleasure that you can gain in this world. Try and improve your salah. When you stand in salah, turn your mind towards the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Think that I'm standing in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Pray humbly, pray sincerely, learn the translation of namaz, try and cry in namaz, try and be humble in namaz, try and ask for forgiveness for your sins in salah, try and prostrate in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, thinking that it's your last prostration. Try and imagine that you are still on the plains of resurrection and you're being held accountable. Try and think that you're on the bridge of Sirat and the angel of death is behind you and this is your last salah and this could be the means for your salvation. Try and read your salah in this way. Try and improve your mindset. Sit down for a few seconds before. And in Ramzan al-Mubarak, the more you work on your namaz, the more you will enjoy Ramzan al-Mubarak. The more spirituality you will gain and the more pious you will become. It's all about achieving that piety. And concentrating in your salah will work leaps and bounds. You will achieve such magnificent heights of spirituality in this month of Ramadan Mubarak by doing these things that you, when Ramadan Mubarak ends, this is why our pious predecessors used to cry. They used to say, Ramadan's coming away from us because the mercies and blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal were being showered upon us. We were being rewarded so much more for our deeds. And now this blessed month is leaving us. And that spirituality, that connection would get weak. And they would become sad. This Ramzan al-Mubarak, let's build that piety. Keep away from anything that displeases Allah Azza wa Jal. Stick to those things that you know Allah Azza wa Jal likes. Losing that connection with Allah Azza wa Jal, you lose everything. That is the essence of our lives, the essence of our souls, the love of Allah and His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's easy to say I love Allah Azza wa Jal. It's easy to say I love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when it comes to the time of implementing that, the way you do that is carrying out the actions. Increase your taqwa, increase your good deeds in this Ramadan Mubarak. Be tolerant of others, be patient of others, and you watch. You will come through Ramadan in such a beautiful and enlightened way that when it comes close to the end of Ramadan, you will feel this euphoria of being freed. Your soul will be freed. Why? Because you've cut yourself off from the worldly desires, and your only desire is the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is the true essence of our existence. To gain that state where your life revolves around the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal and pleasing the Creator. And the beauty is that Allah Azza wa Jal says, O my servant, you be humble and sincere in my court, and you please me, and I will please you. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Spring.